Sunsplash Mix Show. I'm Select the Princess.
I am Ja Prince.
My brother.
That's my sister.
And we have very special guests. I would say family. Yeah, I can go further and say family. Family. Yes. Family. So go ahead and introduce yourself so we can talk about this great event that's coming up.
First, I want to say this is Geldis, the organizer for Bounce Music Festival. This is Maxine, my wife. We getting this together. And as you know that, Selector, you know that it's a lot of work. You know what we've been trying to do over the years. You know that. This event is a very known event from back in Jamaica. We just rebrand, re-image, and we're on the world stage, and we decide to make it more wider skirt in terms of not just dancehall, but every other music.
And for those who don't know, they're going to say, well, I just thought it was a party. Because, you know, said Jamaicans, we just keep party. And then it's not just champagne splash. This is a music festival fun day.
It is. And we are as my wife will explain some of the things we're bringing forward to the people of Stonecrest and all over Georgia. Because, I mean, we appreciate all our patrons who come and try to be a part of this event. So Maxine will explain some of the good things we're going to offer in terms of for the community.
One of the things that we'll be doing at the event, we'll be having different people come in to outline different things. For example, we have somebody who will be bringing some AIDS awareness to the platform. And we have people who will be on site doing things like COVID testing. We have a young lady that will bring her skills in the form of infusions, different infusions, vitamins and minerals and weight loss. And
yeah, I talk about my weight. All right.
So Selector, you see, this is not just togetherness, and we just we're bringing something different. I mean, we know there's a lot of party go on, a lot of shows. I want to shout out to all the other promoters. Enough respect, big them up all the way. But we're new here in Atlanta, and we kind of scope the thing a little bit different. We kind of come out of that box a little bit and try to bring something, a rather more family-oriented type of thing to the community. And I just wanted to know to the general public that this event is absolutely violent free. No weapon allowed. There's so much killing going on in Atlanta. And we want to impact a little about that in terms of what we're doing. What we're putting out there and the world stage to let people know that, look, violence is not the answer.
That's right.
There's other ways we can sit, we can talk about things. That is why my wife just explained that we're incorporating other things in this in this event. Make it memorable, make people feel comfortable, you know, enjoying themselves and see the different atmosphere and what we're doing. Be a part of the experience, so to speak.
We definitely support that. Definitely support that over the years. And just like you said, you're very familiar with making sure things are secure. So talk about the security that will be at this festival and the children. How young can the kids come so that parents feel secure?
Okay, in the early part of it, we will do up till 5 o'clock. We'll do kids treat.
Kids activities.
Kids activity, bounce about and stuff. Early up to the time, but after beyond five, as we have an argument with Stonecrest, the city of Stonecrest, we want to do that aspect of it. And then, you know, after five, we're going into the real swing of what's going to happen. I mean,
so what we want to do, like, during the day is bring things like that is going to impact the community. Like, for example, we'll have real estate personnel on, you know, during the day. We'll have mortgage bankers during the days. We also have investment people will be coming up, you know, we'll have investment booths where people can go and get information as to, you know, where they can go invest their money and so on and so forth. So those are some of the things that will be available during the daytime.
All right. And for those who don't know, it's like, all right, so what about the food? Because that's something we're talking about. I just want to get clear.
It's gonna be fun food, wine, and entertainment.
Oh. All right, we're not getting to the wine yet. Talk to me about the food.
Food is going to be a lot of food. And we're not just talking about Caribbean food, the Jamaican food. I mean, food from all different aspects.
Exactly.
You know,
we're going to have American food, mm-hmm. Trinidadian food, Guyanese food, African food. I mean, of course, you know, we can't do it without all the jerks and the oxtail. Right.
Yes.
So it's going to be a wide array of stuff, a wide array of food and drinks during the daytime.
So officially, when do doors open?
We open at roughly 1 o'clock. We just over the hour, 12 o'clock, we just go one. Mm-hmm. And we do that 1 to 5 for the family-orientated part of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a motivated speaker come out and speak about violence. Mm-hmm. The good nature, what we want to be happening in Stonecrest, because I live in Stonecrest actually.
Nice.
So my whole aspect is to do this event here, mm-hmm. in the city where I live.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know,
it's a fine balance of family, fun, and entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
All right,
yes,
and we're empowering our people in the community with some information that they could use for themselves and at home.
Absolutely.
So right. So right. So right.
So we do have a great lineup. Tell us about it.
Well, to be honest with you right now, you have artists even still calling my phone. So, Galdi,
really?
Because, you know, they know this event. You know that the selector. You know they're going to call.
Yeah.
They see this event. Well, actually, you have artists who still say Galdi Bones.
Yeah.
I've, like, phoned them up and said, no. It's a music festival.
Right.
Because, I mean, that's what they know.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying to say, look, we're on a different page now. So when I say to some artists that, look, I can't add no more artists to the bill. Sometimes they're upset. But, I mean, with all the events going on right now, I barely see 6 or 7 artists. And if you notice, mm-hmm. on my event, mm-hmm. I do a lot for the community artists.
Mm-hmm.
There's community artists who don't get
no
that pop.
Looking. Right. That
exposure, I mean, a lot of different events in and out of Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
and the community artists, such as not just artists but selectors as well,
mm-hmm.
they don't get that mainstream out there type of thing.
Right.
So I want to make sure I make that different. So mm-hmm. I want to big up some of our community artists like Russ Fraser.
Yes.
He's Atlanta own artist.
Yes.
Like Schoolboy.
School.
Marvin Bins, great singer. Oh.
Very good.
Great singer.
Yeah.
I can't put every artist on this event.
Right.
I try to push the few I can push to let people know that, look, there is team in some of these artists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hear them out. Hear what they're about. Because I know they can do their thing.
So that they can give a good presentation.
Damn.
Right now, selector, it's not even like that. Because our running order is, I don't want it to base as if it's a stage show.
It's not a stage show.
I don't want that. Yeah. I want people to come
and be able to party and enjoy themselves.
Yeah. I want music. When a person leaving our event, they said, you know what? I don't know the promoter, but tell you what.
I had a great time.
This won't miss me next year.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
So with God willing and God blessing, you know, both me and my wife and our investors, we're looking on December 18th, Orlando, Florida.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's a
pack your bags.
Our main focus right now is the motherland, Africa. So that's where we're striding towards. But you know, it takes work.
Okay.
So bit by bit, we're grasping and we're doing what needs to be done.
That's what's up.
We definitely see the vision. Mm-hmm. So to start the vision, it started in Jamaica, and who knows, there'll be more. But for right now. Saturday, July 31st, it's Atlanta, Stonecrest.
Yes, sir. And as you were mentioning about artists, a lot of artists, a lot of disc jockey, playing beautiful, nice music, clean music.
Clean.
Yes.
That's what
clean.
I want.
Yes.
Clean. Because, I mean, a lot of people don't really know me. They have, actually, they don't even know my name. They just know that's Yaldi's. That's the brand. Yeah. She don't like when I do things like Boogiaga. I mean, you know, we're Jamaican, and you know,
of course,
some different aspect. But since I've migrated to this country, mm-hmm. I learned a lot. I see things differently. I mean, my mother is my whole world. Right. She passed 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And at one point, I mean, I know it's a party festival and I know it's music and dance hall and everything, but mm-hmm. I want to do this event in the memory of Ventures.
That's right.
In the sense of the clean way. That is why I said clean music.
Yeah.
And the violence, I don't need it.
No.
Right.
I just want people to come and appreciate what we do, mm-hmm. what we are putting out there. I mean, this is the Mola.
Yes.
And you know, I just want to add real quick that we really, our goal is to present something that mm-hmm. takes reggae music and dancehall to a different level because it comes with a certain connotation when mm-hmm. we talk about dancehall. We would just want to present it on a different platform and in a different manner so people can see it as mm-hmm. not just being something derogatory, but something more on the positive end of things.
And I want to just stop for a minute and I want to send a special big up to Rodney Price.
Yeah.
I mean, who don't know Rodney Price? That's mm-hmm. AKA Bounty Killer. That is the man. I mean, we're not talking about the wife part of it now. We're talking about the people who mold us, get us involved to say, big up Rodney. You know, I couldn't do this without you. Yeah. I mean, I know you're proud to see me step out on the world stage mm-hmm. doing this. So mm-hmm. I just want to say enough respect to all the other artists, but mm-hmm. we have to put Rodney at a level because mm-hmm. he's the one.
That's nice. So we thank you for even thinking about it. And as I said, it took months of prepping and strategy. Because when people first see, all right, we see Itana, but then we see Tony Mataran.
All right.
So Mataran is going to bring the merch. Because you know he's selling merch. Right. And Itana is going to be well-dressed. Because you know she's impressed.
And she can sing.
Yeah. And if you notice, that is why I have to go to Oost. Just notice the level of the event. That's where I go MC Nuffy and Wally British.
Yo.
Yeah, definitely.
And then we're going to Ghana. Mm-hmm. So speak about how did we get a connection, like you said, respecting the diaspora there.
Most of the artists is here. A lot of people don't know this, but mm-hmm. I've been around like all of those artists from Vybz Kartel go all around. Mm-hmm. And it could have never happened without Rodney. That is why this year I come out and I make it known. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the man who helps, you know. And this event used to name Holiday Bounce.
Yes.
It was a dance.
Yeah.
And Killer come there 2006.
And said,
Yoldi, well, I not even name the name Yoldi. It was Mendes.
Mendes,
but you know that selector?
Yeah, man.
Killer come there and said, what kind of Holly? No Holly round here, Gally. So that's where the Gally Day
came from.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, I travel around all over the world with different artists. I mean, I met Maxine through Kiprich. I bring Kiprich here 2009, and that's when I met Maxine. So different aspects. So there's certain artists who is, you know, tied to this event.
Right, family.
You know? Mm-hmm. And when you get on a certain stage and you reach a certain level, you want to pay back.
Yes.
Because you see, Selector, you probably didn't know this, Tony Mataran. It doesn't matter what him or Rodney, the difference, the musical difference.
Mm-hmm. Right.
With me, I split justice. I try to coordinate with every artist. You see, as long as nobody hit the DJ, it's different.
Right.
It's different. Mm-hmm. So just think about it.
Yeah.
Being a man and Bounty Killer over the years go through chaos.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So let's stop for a second. Mm-hmm. Imagine if I used to look at Being a Man and say, hey, me box, you don't want me this, whatever. I couldn't have been a man at any Galladay Bounce.
Right.
That
but he was there.
Because I believe that being a man and Killer going to be all right one day.
That's
so
right.
What, when that all right, they don't want to see me.
Yeah.
I become obsolete. So I try to keep a tight niche with all the artists. Mm-hmm. I mean, as long as it's not violent.
Personal. Right.
Cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what with me.
Yeah.
The second time I do this event, this was grow out of Linstead. This was birth out of Linstead. And I want to say big up the entire Linstead. That's where I'm from. I was born in St. Mary, but I don't know St. Mary. I know Linstead.
Yes.
That's where I grow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tony Mataran, big up yourself. Mm-hmm. Tony Mataran was the first disc jockey who lead City Kingston, find Linstead St. Catherine. Listen, and when I was offering him, I didn't have it.
Right.
I could have offered a little gas to go back.
Yeah. Right.
It wasn't like that. The financial part wasn't like that.
Yeah.
And this man look at me and said, girl, these, I want here.
Right.
I'm here, give money. Look, when me see all your stand up on Bounty Killer.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now you tell me, selector, how can I be on the world stage and leave a man like that out of my doing?
Right.
True.
I can't.
Right.
So there's a lot of history behind what I'm doing, and I just pray and ask God to keep and guide me.
Yeah.
My lovely wife, who you know stood with me, I mean, bone to bone. I mean, she know my ways.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, there's sometimes in life you have to, you know, dress back a bit and make other people play the motion.
That's right.
Yeah.
Lead the way.
And that's the teamwork. We want to see the results Saturday, July 31st at Stonecrest.
Yeah.
And people can refer to what phone numbers or what social media handles.
The event number is 678-426-3612. And we're in all Golden Cross, Fireside Restaurant, most of the Jamaican restaurant. We have people who sell tickets, like you call the number and they deliver. So it's as I said, what I'm doing, it might not be the greatest, but I want to involve something different. And we online, you can go online, tickets sell two places online, www.bouncemusicfestival.com,
And it's music with a K.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
With a K.
And www.vipshop.com. That's an African base who do tickets.
Okay.
And you were asking me the question about how I tap into the African levels. 2011, I go to Ghana with Mabado. And there's an incident where somebody break into the hotel we were staying. And they stole a few things from Mabado and myself and his wife. And they steal my passport.
Whoa.
So Maxine was just a girlfriend them times. And I still live in Jamaica.
Yeah.
So my father actually live in the US. So he definitely has to go back to the US.
Yeah.
So I am the only one live in Ghana. But the promoter who keep that event, he makes sure that I was okay.
Right.
They take very good care of me.
Yeah.
So I met Samini in Ghana at that period of time. When I met him, I said, you know what? I'm the security for the artists. But tell you what, I do an event in Jamaica named Galladay Bones.
Yeah.
But one day,
I'm gonna bring
all these. I speak them in existence. I said, one day I'm gonna do it in America because my wife, Miss Maxine, live in Georgia and I'm gonna live in Georgia.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna do it. You know what Samini said to me? Yeah. He said, Mendes, when you're ready, man, when the time right. Look at this, 11 years after when I called him. Just look on God work. 11 years after when I called him, I said, man, I'm in Georgia. This is the event I'm presenting. He said, wow. Wow. So that is good.
That's right. That's right. And it's always about being nice, being respectful, being a father, being a man, being a husband, being a Jamaican. So we have to big you up for that. Like you said, always being, you know, honest about the music, about lifestyle. And yeah, definitely putting in the work.
And as I said to you, there's a lot of brushes with it. It's not easy.
Right.
I don't know if you look on my Instagram, I have a team of four people. And sometimes, because I know my drive, I have to go out there and do it. It's just in me. It's not like I have to go out there any at all.
The drive is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
You go on my platform, you see.
He eats, he sleeps, he wears Bones Music Festival.
Yeah.
Till I get old.
Yeah. That's the passion. Yeah. That's the passion. The passion. Yeah. And for me, that's where I see the success.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very happy for you. Yeah. And I'll be there. We'll be there.
You need to.
Yeah.
You need
no, to. I'm there. I'm there.
From
I'm
she there. Said food.
Yeah.
And a lot of food will be there.
Okay. Okay.
And like you said, you definitely said to big up all the local selectors. And I see Why Rush. Add it on. That's pretty good.
Yes. Sunday, Escape Sunday, and I see him. And he realized that. Oh, wait, y'all these? I mean, I say, yeah. You know what I mean? I put on the event there. And I say, yeah, right. And so we talk and, you know, change a few numbers and get the thing going. Because I at the same time, I wanted to know that it's a Jamaican thing also.
Right.
But the scale it's on right now, I want everybody to be a part of what's going on.
Yes.
That's right. Let's show them what we have.
All right, get them the website one more time and get them the phone number where they can buy the
ticket. Get your ticket right now. It's at the phone number is 678-426-3612. That's the Bones Music Festival phone number. And we're on two websites. That's www.bonesmusicfestival.com, www.vipshow.com. That's an African website. And we also incorporating another website. That Record 9, that's a platform which runs out of New York. Nice. And they're also going to be selling tickets.
And
we have tickets at outlets. I also sell tickets when I'm around.
Call him. He will be awake. Yeah, he will be selling tickets.
When I'm in Atlanta, because you know I'm in the trucking business. Yeah. So when I'm in Atlanta, I just draw my little strap around my thing. I mean, I go and I support. I support when I can support. I can't support everything, but when I can, I go out and I make myself present so they know that I'm there, and I do what I got to do, and then I'm out.
Tickets are being sold at all of the Golden Cross in the metro areas of Georgia, all of the firesides.
And the Jamaica, other Jamaican restaurants.
You know, most Jamaican restaurants.
Jamaica McCrazy, that's Brian. Yeah. Big up. US One, that's Yellow. Big
up. I mean, Progress, right?
Yes, I was a bigger Father Thomas. Yeah. We come here and see these great men do their thing. That's I was at the same time, I say, big up Butler. You know, Butler is from the one Vibes Cartel days. You know,
exactly.
He's the man who owns Vibes Cartel. Yes. I said, big up Steve Rush.
Rush,
you know,
and the
Rush,
wife.
Absolutely.
Big up Smiley, Cromas. He runs a body auto shop out around there in Glenwood, off Glenwood Road.
Yep.
And his brother Lenny is a part of the team. Big up Lee. So all of who I'm picking up is just the people them who be a part of what is going on. Yes. Big up Avril. Nice. Big up Empress. These are people who helps in terms of seeing this team out. And get things out there while I'm not around. Good. So we can't big up everybody, select a prince, but we're saying big up the people them you know yourself. And you know, if you don't hear me say your name, don't get mad. It's just part of the thing. Rico Restaurant, big up. Columbus Mall. Kalila. Select a prince north of Kalila. Kalila, you know, Kalila flying from Jamaica for both me and Papa event, you know, that's exactly. Rum Fest just finished, was a success. I like the settings, you know. Big up Jabari, that's
Productions.
Yes, and big up the staff as well.
Mm-hmm.
And big up my family members, all my families. Jamaica,
New everybody Jamaica, working.
Everybody, yes, doing the thing. As I said, now Wish Ventures was alive to see the stage we're at now, but, you know, it is what it is. And we're going to do the good work, both me and Maxine. We're going to go out there and get this thing presented properly and let people know that we're coming.
That's it.
And certainly all roads lead to
Bounce HQ. That's 5305 Snapfinger Wood Drive. That's just as you come off Panola. As you come off on the exit, go down a little bit, that's Snapfinger Wood Drive. As you make the left turn, that's the event.
Can't miss it.
We will have signs and posters put out, and there's a big light with the flashing show. That's where from the city light, you know.
Just follow the light.
Good things.
That's it. So we love it. We love it. Like you said, we're gonna tap in one more time right before we get close to the date. Once again, big up all the selectors, big up the Bronx. So you know, so Jimmy, I father come down. It's a big up Pompey, big up the Cape Queens.
Yes,
you know
what I'm saying? Yes.
So we're gonna discuss this with some more of the featured artists.
Yeah, right, the live.
Yes. And before you go, before I forget, Sugar Beer.
Oh yes, yeah.
Sugar Beer.
Yeah,
I'm going to let you learn something today, selector.
Okay.
Did you know that Sugar Bear is one of the main person also behind this event?
Has been for years.
Years. And tell you what, he never ever want me to mention him. And I said, listen, man, this is not Jamaica. This is the world.
Yeah.
So the world is going to know that this big mode artist, Sugar Bear. Respect.
I can't wait to meet him in person.
Good quality you. Nice.
Yes.
Very nice. Good person and everything. So, big up there. Big up Raven likewise. Big up all our artists.
Keep hope.
Eterna.
Yes.
Great, great artists.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. And that is why I say to you, selector, all these little, these artists you touch on, these are people who stand there for me before.
Yeah. My.
Stand there. They didn't have to.
Right.
And they did.
Wally British.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Conscience couldn't make it because you have a date on this day. Yeah. But these are people who take time out, drive to Linstead, be a part of it. Because they believe in this.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm here. They must wonder, wow. It's about Bounce Music Festival, formerly known as Galladay Bounce, back in Jamaica. Been on that platform for the past 10 years. Now it's something new in Atlanta, Georgia. Stonecrest, Georgia, July 31st, the place to be, nowhere else. Come and have a funful event. Come enjoy quality music, good artists, quality food, nice wine. It's all about Bounce Music Festival. July 31st, 5305, snap your finger, Wood Drive, Bones HQ. Thank you.
Thank you.
Look on the design. Belly Ranks, big up yourself.
Yes.
Rayvon, the bear himself.
Yeah.
DJ Tantrum from out of New York. Navis Bam,